Good morning and welcome to the broadcast from Hilltop Baptist Church in Newport, Tennessee. Very thankful to be here this morning. And I just want to take a couple minutes before I get to preaching here to try to explain a couple things to anybody that might be listening today, especially somebody that's lost. I'd just like to say, you know, you might be saying something like, well, you know, why did those people waste their time on the radio? Why did they waste their time doing this preaching and stuff like that? And I just want you to know that when I got saved, the Lord put a desire in my heart to see lost people get saved. And to be honest with you, if anybody got saved and that didn't happen to them, there's something drastically wrong, because it's fine to love your family, your friends, and the people that you come across, but there's a lost and dying world out there that is headed straight for the pits of hell. And if they don't get saved, that's exactly what's going to happen to them. We used to say, you know, let's tell them about heaven, but now we've got to the point where we have to tell you about hell. Because if a person doesn't get saved, God is very clear in the King James Bible for the English-speaking people that if you don't get saved, you will, and I mean you will, not because I say it, because God said it in His Word, that you will spend an eternity in a place called hell. And I don't want you to go there. And I know that there's a lot of false prophets out there. There's a lot of denominations that are teaching lies. I'm just going to tell you a couple before, you know, I get started here. You know, Joseph Smith was a liar. Joseph Smith, you know, came up with some crazy false doctrine that is a lie. It doesn't have anything to do with the King James Bible. The Catholic Church has lied to people and killed Christians and done horrible and ungodly things for thousands of years, you know, in the name of what they call religion, or of what they call their Christianity. A Catholic is not a Christian, okay? You know, the Jehovah Witnesses are false. It's all false. Everything that they teach you is false. I skipped over something really quick there on the Catholic Church. You know, Mary can't help you. Mary can't help you a bit. I don't mean to make a joke, but I mean, it almost makes me laugh to think that people are stupid enough to think that they can pray to Mother Mary and somehow or another she's going to gain favor for you to God. You know, they have elevated the Pope to God. They've elevated Mary to Jesus Christ. It's blasphemy. It's a lie. Another false doctrine is that you can lose your salvation. I'm sorry, folks. I'm here to tell you, standing on the King James Bible only, not getting that information from anywhere else except from God's Word, it's impossible for a saved person to lose their salvation. It's very possible for a person to think that they got saved and didn't really get saved, and then a month or two or a few weeks or a year down the road, you know, they don't want nothing to do with Christianity, and it proves that they never were saved in the first place. There's a lot of false doctrine out there. I'm here to tell you that only by the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ will you or anybody enter into heaven, okay? It's impossible to get there any other way. The finished work that the Lord Jesus Christ did at Calvary made the payment for you to go. If he didn't atone for your sin, if he didn't forgive your sin, you will split hell wide open. I don't know any other way to tell you. And you asked me, or I asked myself the question, if you think, why would they waste their time? Why would we take tithe money and spend it, to make a broadcast like this on the radio? It's because I and the people that go to this church at Hilltop Baptist Church and our Pastor Ben Watts and all the saved people at this church think it's worthy and worthwhile to spread the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, and that's why we're here. I would hope that somewhere along the line of one of these broadcasts that somebody would pull over their car, or that when they got home they would call out and ask the Lord Jesus Christ to save them, because you have to be under conviction. The Lord Jesus Christ has to draw you. The Holy Ghost of God has to draw you. You have to hear the Word of God, and you yourself have to make a choice, okay? You will make a choice, heaven or hell. Do nothing, do absolutely nothing. I guarantee you, you'll go to hell. Choose the Lord Jesus Christ and do what this King James Bible says about repentance and putting your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ is the only way that you'll get to heaven. And I just wanted to take a couple minutes to explain that to you, because this time is very, very important. I know my good friend Mike Sutherland has been doing a series before this, and it's been very good, and he feels the exact same way that I do. We do not want anyone to go to hell, and it's our responsibility to tell others. But I'm just going to say this one more thing, and I'm going to start preaching. It's just like if I knew that there was a rattlesnake on your front porch and you were getting ready to open the door and that rattlesnake was going to strike you, what kind of a person would I be not to tell you, okay? That's what I'm doing right now. I'm telling you that if you don't get saved, you're going to go to a horrible place called hell. And, we do not want you to go there. Okay, what I'd like to share with you today is that whosoever is the ones that's capable of going to heaven. If you look up the word whosoever, it covers everybody. It covers everybody in the United States, covers everybody in Europe, covers everybody in Africa, covers everybody that's ever been or ever will be on this planet, okay? There's another doctrine going around saying that you have to be one of the elect to go, and I have to laugh real hard at that one too, that people would be stupid enough to buy into that theory. But you would be surprised, very surprised, at how many Baptist churches, are doing this. And it's ungodly, and I want to tell you what the Bible says, okay? The Bible says in Romans 10:13, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Okay, you have to call. Okay, now don't mix that up with a 1, 2, 3 repeat after me, because that will send a multitude of people to heaven. An example on that is the simple fact that I attended Vacation Bible School a number of times when I was a young child, and I'll tell you, it was the best Kool-Aid and the best chocolate chip cookies I ever had in my life. But that's about all I got out of it. I know their intentions are good. If I told you that everybody that had a Vacation Bible School was of the devil and they wanted to send people to hell to come into that, no, I don't believe that at all. But I do know that there's been many times when somebody goes forward and then other kids go forward They don't know what they're doing. You can't get saved when you don't know what you're doing, okay? That's what part of the age of accountability is. That's what conviction is. You have to make a clear decision in your heart and in your mind for the Lord Jesus Christ. And does that mean you have to know everything about the Bible? Does that mean you have to read your Bible 5 or 6 times before that qualifies you to get saved? Of course not. John 3:16 is enough for you to get saved. But this 1, 2, 3, repeat after me, it has sent a lot of people to hell. If you have ever assured anyone that they got saved, you need to repent and ask God to forgive you. And I'd try to find them people if you could, because you are not the Holy Spirit. You can't tell anybody that they're saved for sure. And I'll tell you right now, if you don't believe me, I'm calling you a liar. My name's Chris Baum, and I go to Hilltop Baptist Church. You would be a liar if you can tell anybody. What I found out from experience, and what from the man that counseled me after I got saved said, time will tell. Time will tell if you're truly a Christian. Time will tell. You would be surprised at how many people I've seen cry, weep, be in a big mess, probably even want to go to heaven, get down and say some little prayer, and within a matter of days or weeks, they're right back out there doing the same old thing that they used to do. Where is the changed life in that? There is no changed life in that. 1 Corinthians 14:33 says, "For God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all churches of the saints." And we know that the Lord Jesus Christ, he's not going to throw you a ringer. He's not going to deceive you about what the Word of God says. Of course, we know that all men are sinners, okay? Romans 3:23 says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." And Romans 3:10 says, "As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one." So if you run into these people that either claim to be lost or saved, and they tell you they don't sin, laugh at them. Tell them I said that there must be something mentally wrong with them, because all have sinned. I've been around thousands and thousands of people in my lifetime, and I've never met one that was sinless, okay? The Lord Jesus Christ is the only one that is sinless, okay? When we get saved, we sin less. We do not make a habit of, being in a lifestyle of sin, and our life is changed, and we have a desire to please God. We don't try not to sin to go to heaven. We try not to sin because we love God and we want to do what the right thing is. The Bible will tell you from cover to cover what the right thing to do is. Okay, we hear that that you must be born again. Okay, you must be saved. You must be born again. John 3:3 says, "Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." John 3:7 says, "Marvel not that I say unto ye, ye must be born again." And we know for sure that the wages of sin is death. And Romans 6:23 says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." I want you to catch this, because if you go through that real quick, You won't pick up on that gift, okay? The wages of sin is death. That is cut and dry, okay? Sin, brings forth death. Adam and Eve sinned in the garden, brought sin. Adam's sin was what brought condemnation onto all the human race. We inherited it from Adam. But the Bible says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift, remember that gift of God, is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Any nonsense, any denomination that teaches that you can lose your salvation, what are you going to do with that? He gives you eternal life. If you could keep it, you can't keep what God gave you. He keeps you, okay? You're sealed until the day of redemption. Romans 5:12 says, therefore, as by one man's sin, Adam, entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. And what I want you to pick up on, and I already missed it, but like all these that say all, that's the same thing as when I first started, as whosoever. Whosoever is all. And so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. Revelation 20:14 says, and death and hell were cast into a lake of fire. This is the second death. Revelation 21:8 says, but the fearful and unbelieving and abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Okay? And my friend, you just like myself, I used to be some of those things that they just said right there, okay? And now that I'm saved, my sin is forgiven, and I will never have to answer one time for my sin in the past. Now, I will have to answer at the judgment seat of Christ. I will have to answer for what I've done since I've been a Christian, whether it be right or wrong, and God will hold me accountable. But those things I just read right there, everybody that's lost, the books will be opened, and they will be judged out of those books, and every single sin that they ever did in their life will be thrown up in their face, and then they will be thrown into a lake of fire. Okay, God loves all sinners, okay? He loves all sinners. We've said this many times here at Hilltop. I've heard many people other than just people here say it. But until a person gets saved, I can guarantee you that you do not know what love is. You couldn't even have a clue of what love is. You think, well, I have a baby and I've nurtured it and I've held it and I've been good to it and I've given it food and clothes and, I just love that. I love that child. Yes, you do love that child. But that's not the love I'm talking about. I'm talking about the love that when God saves you, you really know what love is. Because first of all, it will be impossible for you on this side to love unconditionally. You know what I'm saying? You can try, and God hopes that you try your best to love unconditionally. But God loves you unconditionally. He loves you no matter what happens, okay? And we see that in John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And if you notice, there was another one of those, I believe it says, whosoever, whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. In Galatians 2:20, it says, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. Always remember that. You know, so many times as Christians, we get this thing all mixed up, and we, on our own power, we try to go through this life and suffer through it and fall down flat on our face, and no matter what we do, we're still going to do that anyway. But Christ lives in me, okay? You know, he gives me the strength, okay? Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Take a big picture. Sometime just sit down and think of the crucifixion. Don't think about what you saw on TV. Don't think about the ungodly. I can't even think of the name of it. I'm glad I can't. But there was an ungodly film made that was completely wrong about the Lord Jesus Christ. And the ones that you see around Easter time, I mean, you know, you're not getting the picture of what is really going on there. But read it from the Bible. Read it word for word out of the Bible. Go to where it talks about in the Gospels about the Lord Jesus Christ getting crucified and what he had to go through, the pain and the suffering that he had to do, to get his back half ripped off, his beard pulled out, spit on. Could you imagine that one day the men that spit in the Lord Jesus Christ are going to be right in front of his face, okay? And it's a very sad thing. But the love that the Lord Jesus Christ, you know, everybody's looking for something. Everybody out there is looking for something. And what better thing could you have than the love of God in you? I can tell you that no amount of money, no amount of pleasure, no amount of wealth, sports, anything, even children, grandchildren, can't even come close to what you can have with the Lord Jesus Christ. But let me read that one more time. I'll stop there a couple times. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Ephesians 2:4 says, but God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us. 1 John 4:10, herein is love. Not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for us. God does love you, okay? And he does not want you to go to that awful place called hell. God is willing to save all men, okay? 2 Peter 3:9 says, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. You know, I have to be careful what I say. I'm not in fear of cussing. Sometimes when I use the words that I use to describe people that don't think very clearly and stuff like that, I guess it could be offensive. But, you know, I really think that in all reality that a person does not understand, and there's something in there that time to time doesn't pull them and doesn't draw them and doesn't show them that God's real, that they really must have a severe mental problem. John 1:7 says, the same came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. 2 Timothy 2:4-6, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all, all's in there twice, to be testified in due time. And, you know, that mediator, you know, that doesn't say anything about Mary. That doesn't, you know, where they get all this. How would you like to be a Catholic and belong to an ungodly denomination that believe that has changed what they believe thousands of times? You see what I'm saying? They have changed what they literally believe thousands of times. What kind of a mess is that? Titus 2:11, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men. Okay? Jesus died for all men, just like, you know, we've been talking about. Romans 5:6, for when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. Romans 5:8, but God commendeth his love toward us, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. I was born July 30th, 1952. I will be 60 years old in a few days. But I was born again September 15th, 1988. And before I was ever born, before I was ever in my mother's womb, God knew me, okay? He knew that I was going to be coming into this earth, and he died for me way before I ever got here. 1 Corinthians 15:3-4, for I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. Now, I just have a couple more minutes. I'm going to continue on for next week on this subject right here. But if I could beg you, if I could plead with you, if I could do anything any more than what I'm doing right now, believe me, I would. I have lost relatives that they're not saved. I have friends that I work with. I have neighbors. I have people that I know that are unsaved. And just like when God shut the door on the ark, you know, those people that were outside, they listened to Noah preach for all them years. And they laughed at him, and they mocked at him, and they thought he was funny. They thought he was an idiot. Why are you going to build a boat here in the middle of the desert? You know, there's something wrong with you, you know. And they poked and made fun of him. Well, you know what? When God shut the door and them raindrops came, and, you know, that water was getting up around their mouth and their nose, they were ready to holler out. They wanted some real big help then. You see what I'm saying? But it was too late. And that's the way it will be for lost people. If they do not, if they do not get saved, they will split hell wide open. And, I don't want that to happen to you. The Lord Jesus Christ is the best thing that can ever happen to anybody. And I would plead with you, if you don't know him, to get saved. I will see you next week. Thank you.